Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Zayin. As we said last Perek, this Perek is reviewing the Prakim of Sefer Melachim Beis, Perek Yudches, Perek Yutes, all about Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Sancheriv and the impending doom that Bnei Yisrael feel because Ashur and Sancheriv is surrounding. And Yeshayahu has prophesied a number of times about this, but these Prakim will tell the story, tell the actual story, and it's very similar and parallel to the stories in Melachim and in Divrei Hayamim. But as we pointed out, this one was first, because this was the one written by Chizkiyahu himself. And then came the one in Melachim, and then came the one in Divrei Hayamim. So again, what happens in this parak, after Rav Shakeh and the other messengers of Sancheriv blasphemed Hashem, the people who heard it, Chil Eliakim and Shevna and Yoach all come back, and they have their torn clothing. They tell Chizkiyahu what exactly occurred, and Chizkiyahu says, okay, he sends them to Yeshayahu. Go tell Yeshayahu that it's a terrible day, and he has to daven, he has to save us, and there's no hope in what's going to be, and he has to worry about the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yeshayahu tells them, go back to tell Chizkiyahu, don't worry, Hashem heard, and they are, first of all, going to go away from Yerushalayim, because there's going to be a separate war that they're going to have to put down, and then they're going to come back, and there will be an amazing miracle. And don't worry, they won't even send one arrow in your way. Even after this, Chizkiyahu hears this, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he starts davening, saying a beautiful tefillah, please listen to our words, please save us. Yeshayahu sends him and says, your tefillahs have been heard. Those have been heard, and all of the gaiva that Sancheriv has said, he is going to be brought down, and he has just been a tool. He doesn't think he's been a tool, but he's just been a tool. Don't worry, and Araya will be that even after he's destroyed, you, Bnei Yisrael, right now you have no food, you have nothing, you'll have plenty of food, and vegetation, and fruit, all of that, you won't have to worry about. And the end of the parak, the last couple of psukim, we have the actual miracle described, as was described in Melachim. A Malach Hashem goes out and hits in Melech Ashur 185,000 soldiers. They wake up and they're all don't wake up. Sancheriv goes back to Ashur. He goes to Nineveh. He goes to his base Avodah Zarah one more time, and there he is killed by his own sons. That's the Perek, Perek Lamed Zayin. Now let's go back to the beginning. Now we have a feel of like Nevi'im Rishonim here. We get to talk about the story and then go get into the story a little bit more in depth. But again, a lot of what we've said here, we're going to repeat, and we reference this parak is parak Malachim Beis, parak Yutes. That's the parallel parak. When Chizkiyahu HaMelech hears what happened, he tears his clothing. He's not tearing his clothing because he's upset about the impending danger. He tears his clothing, as we know, based on the fact that when you hear Shem Hashem, when you hear Giduf of Shem Hashem, blaspheme, you have to tear. The Radak says there in Malachim Beis, all the Radaks that we're going to quote today are from Malachim, because there's no Radak on this parak, because he says, look what I wrote there. Says the Radak, quoting the Gemara in Moed Katan Chavav, Ba'avur sheshamu birchas Hashem, karu bigdehem. V'samchu mizeh apasuk, ki kala shomea birchas Hashem, chayev lekroa. Anyone who hears cursing of God, chas v'shalom, chayev lekroa. They have to tear kriya. It's mourning. V'oso kera enu masacha la'olam, and you can never sew up that kera. V'enu chayev lekroa elem kein shomea hagiduf mi Yisrael. Only a Jew who blasphemes. And that's why Chazal assumed in the Gemara that Rav Shakeh was a Yisrael Mumar, right? He wasn't just a guy, he was a Yisrael Mumar. And Ma Hagiduf, what did they say? The Giduf was, as was described in the last parak, right? Who is Hashem? Right? Well, I have plenty of other gods that I believe in. In that pasuk where he and his messengers, Rav Shakeh and Sancheriv, put God together with all the other gods, so to speak, Chas V'Shalom, Ein Lecha Giduf Gadol Mizeh Shehishva Borei Akol LeElohei Eitz Va'Even V'Hesir Hayecholes Mehaborei. Right? That is the worst, and that's why Vayikras Pagada, he tore his clothing. Halachically and emotionally, that should be our reaction. Vayiskas pasok, they put on sackcloth. Vayavo beis Hashem, they came to the beis Hamikdash. Vayishlaches El Yakim. After he hears this, he sends Eliakim and Shevna and the Zikni HaKohanim right to Yeshayo. Remember, Shevna, as this was described earlier in this Sefer, and Sefer Yeshayo, at this stage, he's still on the side of Chizkiyahu. There will come a time when he will become a traitor. Well, he'll send an arrow over the walls, And what's going to happen? He'll say, I want to be with you. He'll go out. The Malach Gavriel will come and close the door behind him. He'll be the only one out, and the enemy will take care of him for what he went through. Vayomer Elav, but here, Chizkiyo says to this group of people, go tell Yeshayo. Vayomer Elav, Ko Amar Chizkiyo. This is what Chizkiyo says. Look at the contrast between last Perek, where Sancheriv spoke about the great king that he was. Chizkiyo doesn't even call himself the king here. Just as Chizkiyo. Ko Amar Chizkiyo, Yom Tzara V'Sochecha U'Na'atza Yom Hazeh. Today is a terrible day of pain and rebuke and anger. Ha'amazeh. All of these, the Malbim spoke about this in Malachim, what each of these words mean. Kivo banim ad mashver. The children have come to the mashver, to the birthing station. V'koach ein l'leida. But there's no power, there's no strength for the Leda. What does this mean? Explain to all the Mefarshim, including the Rinas Yitzchak, right? At least by a birth, there's terrible pain, and it gets more and more painful as it gets closer to the birth, as it gets closer to the Geula. But eventually, you give one last push, boom, the baby comes out. The problem is here, says Chizkiyo, we don't have that oomph, we don't have that special power to give a little push, to give the extra koach. We can't. We don't have any strength left, any mental strength, any physical strength. And he quotes that in the Rinas Yitzchak from the Avnei Eliyahu on Tfilas Lam Natzeach, Shekodem HaGeula, Yichbar HaGolos, Yosir Mikol HaGolos, like Golos Mitzrayim, Tichbaro Avoda, Vizeo Lamar HaGeula, the harsher it is beforehand. That's Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs right before the birth, which we hope, Rachmano Litzlan, the Holocaust, that was the ultimate birth pangs. That's what we're looking forward to Mashiach every single day. And that's what happens here. Chizkiyo says, we're having those pangs, but we don't have enough koach to push it out. But you have to daven, Yeshayo. You have to do it for us. The Malbim also interprets this pasuk that there were two conditions. Yeshayo had already prophesied, even before this, that Asher was going to be taken down. But there were two conditions that he mentioned, and Chizkiyo was saying both of those conditions have been met. What does it say in this pasuk? It says, number one, Yom Tzara. Number one, I'm sorry, Im Yecharev Yegadev V'Yisgadel El Elim. Number one condition, after the blaspheme occurs. Number two, ad higia tzion ad sof hatzara v'chashcham halayla, cheshchas halayla sh'az tiyah ha'yeshua. And it's so bad for Klal Yisrael. And those two things have happened. Number one, yom tzarecha v'tachlis kiba oyev alavnei Yerushalayim v'no'atza sh'nietzaz Hashem b'chirim b'gidufim v'tochecha sh'balo esfakeach lochiach b'rayos sh'en b'yad Hashem loshia. All of your conditions have come true. So it continues the Malbim. Sh'agam sh'achavalim gdolim. Even though there are tremendous pains, b'kol makom zeh simin sh'aleida Kerova, but not here. Koach ein leleda. Shechaser lahayoledes koach ratzalom aru shechaser lanu hamitzvos v'masim tovim. What could push us through? Not only the physical strength, but also the Torah and the masim tovim. We don't have enough schuyos, says Chizkiyo. He knew that the old did tshuva, but still, we don't have enough. He says, we need your help, Yeshayo. You need to daven and take us through. That's koach ein leleda. And then he says, ulai. What a potentially tragic word. Ulai, only a maybe. Yishma Hashem Elokech es divrei Rav Shakei, asher shlocho. Maybe Hashem heard the blaspheme. L'charef Elokim chai, v'ochiach b'advar mesher shama Hashem Elokecha, v'nasasa tfila ba'ad hasheiris hanimsa. He carried daven for us. Right? We know going all the way back to Parshas Yisro. The Ramban already mentions the Parshas Yisro. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisro, that they come to me, wait online all day and all night to hear me. Why do they do that? Because, right, we have to, you go to somebody else, you go to a tzaddik, to Davin's. Gemara, the end of Bava Basra, not at the end, but towards the second half of Bava Basra, talks about that even from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they went. So here, Yeshayo goes to, is brought a entourage from Chizkiyo, please Davin. But Yomar Lehem Yeshayo, Pasuk Vav, Yeshayo tells them, Kosom Rinal Adonechem, go tell Chizkiyo. Don't fear. Asher gidfu na'arei melech asher oti. And what does he call them? Na'arei. The youngins, right? They don't have to worry about them. Hineni nosim bo ruach v'shama shmua v'shama l'artzo. First of all, you're going to hear. This is going to happen. He's going to hear something and he's going to go back to his land. That's what happens. V'hi paltiv b'cher ba'artzo. And eventually, he's going to meet his demise in his land. And what happens right away? Vayashav Rav Shakei, Vayimsab Rav Shakei, after blaspheming in front of Klal Yisrael, he goes back to find the king of Ashur, and he's not there. He went to Livna. He went to put down a different rebellion. Kishama Kinasa Milachish. Lachish was where they had encamped. He wasn't there, now he's in Livna. Vayishma, and the, if you remember, the Radak there in Malachim discuss, why did Hashem have to make this whole game? Why did they were all there in Lachish, have them come to Yerushalayim, and then all die? Why did they have to go first, fight other nations, and then come back? So the Radak there discussed this in Malachim Beis. The Ein L'shol, Tam L'maisa Kel Yisparach. Don't ask why Hashem did this. Ki Hashem Nara Alilos, Lama Lo Nakfu Oz. Why is that? So the Radak gives two reasons. Number one, because he wanted them to get the spoils of Mitzrayim and Cush. So if they first go and conquer other people, so then they'll have more spoils for Klal Yisrael to have when they woke up in the morning. And number two, those other nations came with them on the way back. So, va'od sheyiru kushu mitzrayim haniflaos, sha'asa la'ohavav uladar she'shemo. Number two, so more people could see exactly what happened. The Rinas Yitzchak there also had said, there's a specific zman for every Puranus and for every Yeshua. We might not understand it, but it's an exact moment. And if it's not at that moment, it's not going to happen. Remember the Gemara said that Sancheriv's armies wanted to continue that day, and he said, no, it's such a small Yerushalayim, such a small city, let's wait till tomorrow. And if he would have attacked that day, that would have been it. He waited, Sanhedrin Sadihei. He waited, and that's what led to his downfall. So either way, this is what happens. So Rav Shakeh goes back, he sees that His king is not there anymore. Vayishma al tirhaka melech kush lemar. Now we're back in our parak and pasuk tes. Yatzali hilachim itach. Vayishma malachim el chizkiyo. So they started going back, but just to play it safe, Sancheriv and Rav Shakeh send a message to chizkiyo. Don't try anything while we're not here. Don't try any funny business, right? Listen up to us. Ko tomer el chizkiyo mel yudemar al yashiechalo elokecha. So Rav Shakeh had spoken in front of the Am. But here, the Sancheriv is speaking specifically to Chizkiyo. Don't think you can rely on God. Don't think Hashem is going to help you at all in this regard. Lo tinasin Yerushalayim b'yad melech Asher. Don't think that the Yerushalayim is not going to be given over to the king of Asher. Hine ata shamata Asher also. You've heard everything I've done. Malchei Asher l'chol ha'aretz lachrimam. V'yata tinatzel. Look, I already exiled 10 tribes. I already am almost all over the whole Eretz Yisrael. Ha'atzilu osam, Elohei ha'goyim asher eshchisu avosai, as gozan, as charim. What about all the other gods that I've destroyed? I'm going to destroy this god too, Rachmana Litzlan. That's what he's saying. Interesting, Rashi points out in Pasuk Tes, it says Vayishma twice. Vayishma he, Rav Shakeh heard about Tirhaka, he went out, Vayishma, and he heard again, Vayishlach Malachim. So what's Vayishma twice? Rashi, Ein Vayishma Hasheni Kimo Vayishma Harishon. Harishon Lashon Shamoa, Vasheni Lashon Kabel. Shamoa, Vayishma can mean two things in the Torah, or in Navi. It could hear, and he heard. Or number two, and he accepted, right? Or like sometimes even in English, we say, oh, now you're arguing with somebody, and then you say, oh, now I hear it, now I hear it. No, now you understand it. Now you understand it, right? There's a difference. Sometimes vayar also. Vayar can mean and you see it. Or you can say, oh, now I see it. Now, vayar, beginning of vayera, Rashi points out. It says vayar twice also. He saw and then he understood there was a need. So here too, he heard it or he understood it and he accepted it. Right? We say, nase v'nishma. What does that mean? We will do and we will hear? No, Unkelis says, nikabel. We accepted it. Nasa v'nishma, we accepted something. It's a beautiful Beis Halevi. I've mentioned in various other contexts in Parshas Yisro. Where the Beis Halevi discusses how exactly did Nasa v'Nishma work. It was an open-ended obligation. How does that work? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira and Perak Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, that you cannot be obligate yourself to a davar she'eino katzuf. If I go over to my friend and say, I obligate, I owe you, however much you say, I owe you zero. If I say I owe you 5 million, so I owe you 5 million. But if I say I owe you whatever you want, that doesn't work. So ask the Beis Halevi, Yisrael shekiblu al atzma machiv kodem sheyegdu apratim, hei chalalei machiv. Right? How do you do that? So explains the Beis Halevi. You're right, you can't obligate yourself for a davar she'eino katzuf. But you could create a context. You could commit to become, you could accept to become an Eved. And once you're an Eved, once I'm an Eved, then I have to do everything the other one wants. Two steps. First, I create the context, and then I have to follow. That's what happened at Har Sinai. It was a Kabbalah. Nase v'nishma, as Rashi here says, nishma sometimes can mean an acceptance, not just listening and hearing, That's what it means there as well. So we continue. So Sancherib is boasting. Right, who's going to save you? And finally, Chizkiyo says in Pasuk Yudav, Chizkiyo has a svarim. He takes these svarim that had blasphemes in it. He takes them to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayifreseyo Chizkiyo lefnei Hashem. He spreads out all of these terrible blaspheming documents in front of Hashem. Vayispalel Chizkiyo al Hashem leimor. Chizkiyo davens to Hashem. Again, even though he already heard. Right, it's a problem, right? Doesn't the Rambam say, Nilchus Yisodi HaTorah, that once a Navi says something Latova, so then it's never Choseres Rekam? So once Yisheyo said it, so then what's he davening for? So, suggest the Rinas Kislach, well, the Ran says in one of his drushes that that's only if there's no negative to anybody else. If there's a Ra La'achirim, so then it's not 100% sure. So then maybe according to that, that's why he was davening. But according to the Rambam, why was he davening? So the answer might just be that even if you hear a nevuah, you still want that connection. You still want to be raw. You're still always nervous, right? Maybe something's a chisaron in me, not in the nevuah. So either way, he is Chizkiyo davens. Hashem tzvakos, and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, because that's the makam atvila. Hashem tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, Yoshev HaKruvim, Atahu Elokim Levadecha, Lechom Al Nechos Aretz. You're the king, no matter what Chesan Cherev says. Atos Yisrael Hashem Aretz. Hate Elok Hashem Eloz Nechos Shema, listen. Pekach Hashem Enech Re'ei, see, listen, see. And then again, Ushma, as called Devei Sancherev, listen to the Chil Hashem. Right, he's not davening so much to save us. He's davening to get rid of the Chil Hashem that is being occurring in the world. See, davens a whole beautiful prayer. Pasach Chaf Aleph, Ayishlach Yisheyo Ben Amotz El Chizkiyo. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Es Palalta Elai El Sancherev Melech Ashur. The God that you daven to, right, about Sancherev, this is the answer. And again, the focus is Chizkiyo's tefillah. Not just the Yishayos tefillah. Ze'adav asher dibar Hashem elav. This is what Hashem said to him. Bazalacha, lagalacha, you scoffer. You're trying to start up with Besulat Bat Zion. You're trying to start up with my wonderful daughter. Et mi cheirapta v'gidapta. But you know who you're really starting out with? You're blaspheming them. Vatisa mar me'nechel kadosh Yisrael. No, that's going to me. Bi'ara v'adecha cheirapta Hashem. Vatome berov rechbi. You said, ani olisi marom. I am so high. I'm going to cut down the tall trees. V'yavo, pasuk mem chavdalad. Marom kitzo. I'll come to the pinnacle. That refers to the Beis HaMikdash. That was his goal. I did everything. Pasuk Chavav, Halo Shamata, haven't you heard Sancherev? L'meirachok osa asisi, mimei kedem mitartia. I already broadcast this, as you know, from centuries ago, that Rashi says, you're part of the divine plan, but you don't write the divine plan. You're just a tool of the divine plan. We spoke about this earlier, back in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Hei, we said, Hoy Ashur Shevet Api. Ashur is the Shevet, it's the staff of Hashem. The problem is that sometimes people get mixed up with what the staff is and who the hitter is. The Ber Yosef, we mentioned then back in Perek Yud, the unbelievable pshat of the Ber Yosef. In Parshas Va'era, why was the first sign that Moshe showed Paro the snake and the stick? Because Paro's whole svara might be in defense. Hey, Bris Ben Abasarim, I'm just fulfilling the word of God. What am I doing? Why am I being punished? I don't like Gamasher Yavodah Don Anochi. Why? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. No, says the Ber Yosef. A snake is known as, if you hold a snake, the Gemara Bava Kama says, and the snake bites, the snake does that by himself. A snake is considered an independent attacker. A stick is only held by the one who's holding the stick. So what Moshe was telling Paro was like, Paro, you think you're a stick? No, you're a snake. You're a snake. As he threw it on the floor and it became a snake, you're a snake. And then he picked it up and it turned back into a stick. And that's exactly what happened with Sancherev. We discussed this earlier in the Sefer as well. When the Goyim think that they're snakes and not sticks, that's the problem. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis also, that they lost their love, they're going to say, what? It was all part of the divine plan. Yeah, but you didn't do it for that reason. If you didn't do it for that reason, then you're not going to get the credit for that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all of you think it was your greatness. I made all of your enemies like grass, like desha, like open fields for you to go and attack. You don't get any credit. And now continues Yishayo to Chizkiyo. Pasuk Lamed Vizelacha Os. After Sancherev is defeated, this will be the sign. Achol Hashana Safiach. You'll eat. You'll be able to survive from the aftergrowths. Ubashana Hashena Shachis. Ubashana Shlish is zero. Vakisru. The third, you'll be able to plant again. You'll have vineyards. Viyasva Platas Beis Yudan Ishara. Beautiful Pasuk. Shoresh Lamata Vasapri Lamala. You'll have roots. You'll have fruit. Kimi Yerushalayim. Teitzei Sheiris. Upleitam Mehar Tzion. They'll be an amazing resurgence, and you'll be saved, again, temporarily for a couple of decades. Kinas Hashem tzvakos tasezos, the kinah of Hashem will do this. If you look back in Malachim, where this is quoted, the word tzvakos there is spelled, is not spelled. It's a kri and not a ksiv. Why is that? So some of Farshim explained, the Ber Moshe, so explains it's the koach of Torah Shebal Peh. The special connection we have, Gittin Daf Samach, between Torah Shebal Ksav and Torah Shebal Peh, and that we have that special private connection with Hashem, that's why you have one of the words here that is left out in the written. Lachain Kamar Hashem HaMelech Ashur. Lo Yabar Le'ir Azos, you won't come to the city, Lo Yere Sham Chet, you won't even shoot an arrow. Nothing. You won't make any payouts. Baderech Asher Ba, Ba Yashuv. The same way you came, you're going to turn around and go back. Veganosi ala irazos lahoshia. I'm going to protect this city, lama'ani, for my name, ulaman David Avdi, and for the name of David, my servant. And what happens, the parak ends off, a malach Hashem went out. It's a malach Hashem. It's not dafka Hashem. A malach Hashem went out and did this. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, that by paro, different than Sancheref. Samach Dalid. The Gemara says here, when it comes to Tana, Mishrei de Rishub and Karcha, Paro Shechiref Ba'atzmo, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena Ba'atzmo, Paro who blasphemed himself, Hashem paid him back by himself. Sancheref Shechiref Al Yidei Shliach, Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena De Shliach. Machogas Rashi and the Marsha. Who was worse? Right. If you blaspheme God yourself, is that worse? Or if you blaspheme through a shliach, it's like so lowly, I'm not even going to do it myself. I'm going to send the shliach. So machlokes, right? Rashi and the Marsha here, which is worse, Sancheref or Paro. But either way, the Malach Hashem goes, and some say Balai Lahahu, that's the language of the Pasuk in Malachim. The Medrash says it was Lel HaSeder. Some say Rashi says it was the night after the Seder, the night of the Ksiras HaOmer. Vayakav Melech Ashur, Meo Shmon and Vachamisha Elef, 185,000 men, soldiers, Vayashkim Vaboker, and they all died. What happens? Vayisa, Vayelech, Vayashav, Sancharev goes back. Interesting, it's a very choppy Pasuk, as if he like didn't want to go in. He traveled, he went, he returned. He went back to Nineveh. What's unbelievable is that he goes straight to his base of Odazara. He just saw one of the most miraculous events in the history of the world. And he goes back to base Nisroch, an unknown of Odazara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Sadivav says, what's Nisroch? From the word Neser. He found a board Ararat, right? It says, Eretz Ararat. He found the board from the Teva and he started worshiping it. He said, this must be what saved Klal Yisrael. And he started worshiping it and he went to the house of this Avodah Zarah and his sons got up and killed him. Right? Rashi quotes there in Malachim that he says, what could I do to defeat the Jews? Oh, Abram gave his son. Maybe I'll sacrifice my two sons. They heard about it. They didn't want to hear anything of it. And therefore they went and they killed him. And that was the end of Sancheref. So this is the second parak relating to the story. We'll have one more, but Hashem, as we continue in Perek Lamid Ches next time.